Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. The Iowa Board of Regents has given the first of two required approvals, hiking Iowa State and University of Iowa tuitions nearly 4% and UNI's by nearly 3%. But as Iowa Public Radio's Dean Borg reports, at least one regent says it's not a done deal.
Before voting, the regents heard from student leaders representing all three campuses, including pharmacy graduate student Grant Jerkovich, blistering state legislators for underfunding.
We're all disappointed by the legislators' lack of investment in public higher education.
That's when Regent Larry McKibben, a former state senator, urged the students to get to the state house.
I can tell you that the game isn't over yet. There is one last person that has control over what happens at the end of the day, and that's the governor. Be transparent to the governor. She will listen to you.
The regents take a final vote on the tuition hikes in June after the state budget goes to Governor Reynolds. Dean Borg, Iowa Public Radio News.
A man from Chicago is suspected of selling fake tickets to Friday night's Willie Nelson concert in Dubuque. 20-year-old Natrell Jackson is charged with two counts of forgery, two counts of theft, two counts of interference with official acts causing injury, and he was found to have a warrant from Cook County, Illinois, for homicide. Dubuque police say a local resident bought tickets to the concert through Craigslist and then found out they were fake. So officers answered the same ad, received fraudulent tickets, and then arrested the seller, who tried to escape and caused minor injuries to two officers. Well, after 12 years of major construction projects, Augustana College now wants to spend time and money on beautifying the campus in Rock Island. On Friday, it announced a three-year campaign called Blue, Gold, and Beautiful, with a budget of up to $1 million. Executive Vice President Kent Barnes says how the campus looks is important for recruiting future students, but also for alumni.
Some research that we did earlier this year demonstrated very clearly that campus beauty is one of the strongest drivers of loyalty among our current students, alumni, and the parents of current students, as well as of our employees. People love Augustana's campus.
Chief Financial Officer Kirk Anderson says the improvement projects will include landscaping, sidewalks, stairways, and driveways, as he says, not glamorous, but important. Augustana employees are invited to suggest projects, and an employee committee will recommend which ones to be done. Well, two new species have made their debut over the weekend when the Nabi Zoo opened for the season, the palace cat and the yellow-backed duiker. The palace cat is native to Central Asia, living anywhere from grasslands to high-altitude mountainous areas. It's also known for its grumpy look and long fur. The yellow-backed duiker is similar to an antelope and lives in the forests of Central and Western Africa. Both are considered near-threatened due to hunting and habitat loss. The zoo officially opened for the season on Saturday. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.